Hey, good morning. I real quick want to go over the Fitz Group CRM with you guys. When the Fitz Group was acquired by Integrity Marketing, one of the real urgencies on my list of things to do was to acquire and get my hands around some good leads that we could turn around and pass on to our agents. It's kind of funny walking down the road of working in the lead programs and lead distribution and lead generation, all that sort of stuff out there. I'm firm in my decision that I want to be in the life insurance business, not the lead business. A number of these lead companies have suggested that we charge crazy numbers so that, you know, we can make money selling leads. I'm like, no, I'm not looking to do that. I'm looking to get good leads in our agents' hands. And when they make sales, then we all win. They make money and I make money. I don't want to make money if they're not making money. That's just how I've been for over 20 years. So in that process, we've also worked with a company called Opt. OptSoft is a pretty phenomenal company. They've been around a long time running this lead distribution software. So we got our hands on it. And the way you get to it is you go to the fitzgroupcrm.com. I kind of want to give you a quick run through overview of how the fitzgroupcrm.com works. I heard the other day somebody say the fitzgroupcrm.com is sort of your CRM for leads. We, of course, use Arc as our CRM for clients. But from a lead perspective, when you go to the fitzgroupcrm.com, the first thing you're going to do is go here to click on this button. If you've never been here, you need to click on this gray button for onboarding. When you do, it will take you to a page where you start filling out information about yourself. Okay. When you have finished filling out all, and this is where you set up your name, your password, username, password. If you forget your password, surely we can reset it, but don't forget your password. You're the one that set it up. We've had people say, I forgot my password. Do you know what my password is? No, it's your password. So when you're doing all that, set it all up. Ultimately, it's going to go to our office. It goes to Leslie, it goes to Bruno, and we have to approve you before you gain access to the Fitz Group CRM. So if you are like on a Saturday night trying to get onboarded here, it's probably going to be Monday before you get approved. Though I will say we do have a bunch of workaholics in the office, and there's a good chance somebody over the course of the weekend will approve you. It is what it is, but if you're doing it during off hours, just understand that they're probably not working during those hours. We're looking to make sure that you're part of the Fitz Group when we approve you. If we don't have any record of you being part of the Fitz Group, we're not going to approve you. Again, I'm trying to benefit the Fitz Group. I'm not trying to benefit the insurance world at large, except through our growth, right? So Leslie at fitzgroup.org, she's also the good contact. If you have any issues with the Fitz Group CRM, just shoot her an email. Most likely she'll respond to the email and call you. But email is just the best way of catching her. Okay. So now once you have onboarded, when you come to the fitzgroupcrm.com, you are going to log in. And so you punch in your username and password, and this is the homepage it takes you to. If you are jumping on here and looking to order leads, what you'll do at this point is click on the leads map. This leads map button, and it takes you here. Now, these are screenshots. You'll see in a second, if you're paying attention, you'll see I was taking screenshots. And while I was taking screenshots, the lead inventory actually changed, if you'll notice. But it pulls you up. It's just something, see if you pay attention to it on the video here. But when you pull up on the Fitz Group CRM on the homepage, it takes you to the state that you entered in as your home state when you were doing the onboarding. I'm Texas, and so it pulls up Texas. As of the screenshot here, we had 702 life leads sitting in inventory in the state of Texas. You can always go up here to the name of the state and change states if you like. You can also change lead types. You see here, I'll go back. When you click up here where it says life leads, when you click on that, you have a choice of switching over to final expense or payment protection. That's not a lead that's, I don't think it's going to show up on yours yet. It's showing up on mine because it's a lead we're testing. Anyway, it's there. All right. So now there are different lead types. You see DGA plus, DGA, DGB. There's a different explanation of what those are here shortly, but I will say this. When you click on DGA Plus or you click on the information button next to it, it pops up and tells you what this is. This says lead type life leads. Had you been under final expense, it would have said final expense there. Lead level DGA plus, lead price $16. And it gives a brief explanation of what this lead is in case you forget. It says digital lead, high intent, 15-step process to generate, 0 to 30 days old. When you click on the DGA, the price change, the DGA are $12, and it says the digital life leads 0 to 30 days old. These are leads that are generated online. There's a different explanation coming in just a minute, but the DGB leads are $5, and they are digital life leads that are 31 to 120 days old. So the DGA plus, the DGA, when they have not been purchased by an agent and they're now over 30 days old, they move into the DGB. So the $16 lead becomes a $5 lead. The $12 lead becomes a $5 lead. At 120 days old, that lead is gone. It's taken off the system. Something you should know about the leads that we're distributing through the Fitz Group CRM. Right now, these are the lead types we have. We are always looking at different lead companies and investigating adding different leads. They're always going to be exclusive, okay? I think it's a big deal. I'm not trying to be in the lead business. I was an agent. I am an agent. And I know that when I'm working a lead, I don't want 15 other people calling that same lead. And so I'm trying to think in terms of what would be best for our agency, for our agents that are working. Exclusive leads, I think, are best. Now, lots of different lead companies out there, lots of different lead types. I don't care what you're doing, but I'm just telling you the leads we're getting through the Fitz Group CRM are exclusive, and they always will be. That is an absolute rule that I've got on this, because I'm not looking to sell that same lead 15, 16 times. So if the lead is available there, no other agent has bought that lead before. And once you buy that lead, it is taken off of the system and nobody else can buy it. And I didn't hear you say thank you, but I'm saying you're welcome. I know how important that is. I don't need you to say thank you. I know how important it is. I know how much people like this. All right. So did you see that? the lead, did you see as we were going through it, the lead inventory went from 702 to 703. I mean, I was just taking these screenshots within minutes of each other. So anyway, when you are on this homepage, now you can go and choose the county that you want to choose from. I'm going to go with Bexar County, which is San Antonio. And when I click on, I'll go back and show you, when you click here, like on the DGA plus, I want to get those 9 DGA plus leads. And so when you do, it pulls up add to cart and it says state county, just confirming that the lead type, the lead level DGA plus, lead price is $16, and you can change your order quantity. I went ahead and selected 9. I want all 9. And then you click add, or if you decide you don't want them, click cancel. Then you'll notice in this upper right-hand corner of your screen, your shopping cart. This is something that if you've ever bought anything online should be very familiar to you. This shopping cart is timed. You have to finish your purchase of these leads in under 10 minutes or they go back to the general population where anybody else can select them. So, but once you buy them, they're gone. Do you see how they're in your shopping cart and they're no longer here as part of the inventory? That's what everybody else would see too. They would see a big fat zero there in that category right now for the next 10 minutes, okay? So when you click on that and now you're in your shopping cart, this gives you a summary of what it looks like. I mean, you got total price. There is a processing fee. People go, aha, that's where you're making money. Listen, anytime you want to swing by the office and go through my books on the lead programs, I'm happy to show you. I am still very much in the red on the lead programs. Yes, there's a processing fee. Hopefully one day we're getting rid of that processing fee, if we can ever break even on the lead program. So anyway, that's what you've got to do. But you're going to, in order to purchase, you need to click down here. It says click here to view terms and conditions. So you click on that box and a terms and conditions window pops up, blah, blah, blah. We're not giving refunds on leads. It is what it is. I've had people say, well, listen, I got a bad lead. I know. Did you get a good one? We have, for exceptions, we have, you know, done some things and given people leads and try to make things right. But the leads are not priced to do a whole lot of back office, you know, verifying this lead's bad. Let's recall that phone number, make sure the agent's telling the truth. So no, we don't, it says right here, due to the nature of this data, All sales are final and non-refundable by submitting your order and payment. For you're entering into a binding contract. You agree to pay, and we're not going to give you lead credits for bad leads. Let me just tell you that, like, from a back office perspective, we're spending more time trying to get your business issued. I'm not trying to spend a lot of time working lead credits. That's why we do it that way. If you don't like the terms and conditions, just hit that deny button and don't buy the leads. I really am okay with that. It's just what we have to do to run a good business here. So once you've read that and agreed to it, you're going to click on pay now. And those leads, is it going to ask you for payment information? You can save this payment information in there so that it's always pulling up the credit card you have saved, and it makes things quicker. You don't have to fill it out every time. But then you hit pay now and you're done. All right. So now go back to the homepage. This little button over here will take you back to the homepage. You know, the button that looks like a home. People say, I can't find the home button. It's the one that looks like a home. You go there. Now you want to get your leads. You can click on the My Leads button right here, and it takes you here. I did not actually purchase those leads through the series of screenshots there. I'm not going to run them down in San Antonio, but it has all your leads here. You can do several things here. Currently, what I recommend, if you want to print these leads, open each one individually and print it separately. You can do a batch print. Sometimes some of those leads don't print the way you want them printed. So I recommend opening each one individually and printing it individually. Also interesting, you can actually download these and save them as a CSV file. If you have some sort of automated service, some AI approved service that's helping you book appointments, you can upload those into that service as well by downloading these leads as a CSV file. We are trying to work on some AI stuff. So that's that. Anyway, that's kind of the general overview of the Fitz Group CRM, the Opt software. There are a lot of things I did not touch on here because I'm really just trying to keep it simple and help you just select the leads that you're looking to select and move on. But there are a lot of additional resources here. I will tell you, they are very good. If you have questions, the FAQ is the frequently asked questions section is very helpful. Opt boasts 24-hour service because they're based in New Jersey and in India. If you are in the middle of the night sending a message, you're going to get an email back from India. But if you're sending a message during the day, you'll get a call from New Jersey. They do that. They do it intentionally because they know Americans don't necessarily want to talk to India every time they have a technical problem. Listen, it's an Indian guy that runs this, that owns this thing. He's the one that told me that. He said, I understand. You don't want to call somebody named Bob in India and deal with that. You want to talk to somebody that sounds like you. I said, well, you're in New Jersey. Nobody sounds like them. So he said, you're right. Anyway, we're doing what we can. 24-hour service. It's very helpful. So that's the Fitz Group, CRM.com. Now we're going to move on to explaining the DGA Plus leads and the DGA leads real quick. They're digital leads. Okay. They are created online. Somebody types in a certain keyword and a survey is pulled up, and they are able to start filling out answers to questions, ultimately selecting that they would like somebody to contact them about buying insurance. These are the $16 leads. And these are the questions they're getting asked. What is your gender? Male, female, non-binary. Number two, when were you born? Month, day, year. Number three, do you currently have a life insurance policy? If yes, they get number four, who is your current life insurance policy with? And there's some suggestions, including other. Number five, how is your credit? They have choices there. Number six, are you currently married? Number seven, are you a homeowner? Listen, it doesn't show up on the web like this. Each one of these questions is a separate page. They're answering the question and hitting next, answering the question, hitting next. You ever had somebody say, I didn't fill that out? You're not going to say this to them, but they're obviously lying. They very well knew they filled this out. Each one of these questions is a separate page. Have you served in the military? Number nine, do you use regularly use tobacco products? Number 10, have you been diagnosed with any type of cancer? Number 11, have you been diagnosed with any type of heart disease? Number 12, how much coverage are you looking for? Number 13, what is your height? 14, what is your weight? Number 15, where do you currently live? First name, last name, email, phone number. That's the data they're collecting on this lead. That's a lot of data. It's what they call high intent lead. If somebody is going through this much information gathering, they have a high intent to buy insurance. This is what the lead looks like when you get it. Again, exclusive lead. You're the only agent that bought this lead and the only agent that will buy this lead. And one of the things I love about this lead, about these leads in particular, they have a timestamp of when the person filled it out. February 17th, 2023 at 9:56 a.m. Right there. All the answers to the questions are all right in front of you. That's the DGA Plus lead. For those who know about such things and are curious, these are TCPA compliant leads. So you're good to go. You're not going to get in trouble working these leads. Let's talk about the DGA leads now, and we'll be done. So the DGA leads, this is what they're going through. This will give you a good example of what they're going through on the screen. You may qualify for state regulated life insurance plan that protects your family in the event of an unexpected tragedy. No physical exam is required to qualify for this low cost plan. Some people say, I'm not necessarily selling them a no physical exam policy. Okay. The furniture store down the street that's been going out of business, doing their going out of business sale for the last 10 years, they're not really going out of business either. but they sort of are if they don't sell insurance, sell furniture. Anyway, what is your desired coverage? And you click on that and it gives you the choices and then you just move on. What is your phone number? You confirm that it's okay for them. The client is confirming that it's okay for you to call them. You hit next. What is your name? What is your date of birth? Giving you little screenshots of what these looks like when they're filling this out. What is your address? I didn't put down my address. Sure you did. You was right there and then you click next. There was nothing else on the page. What is your email? And a little checkbox saying you're okay with being emailed. And then who beneficiary type. Of course, these are TCPA compliant as well. They're solid leads. This is what this lead looks like. It is a lower intent lead than DGA Plus. That's why it costs less. But it does have something a little different here with the beneficiary name and relationship. It still has that that timestamp on it. Pretty doggone helpful. Sweet leads, I think. Listen, if you have questions about this, don't ever hesitate to reach out to me. And if you have any other lead suggestions of, hey, I saw this lead fits. Can we work this lead? Can we do that? Let me know that too. I'd be happy to talk to that company for all of us. And maybe we get some better leads. Always looking for better leads. Not looking to spend more money though, necessarily. So that said, hope that helps. Can I help you? I sure would like to. If you're an agent with us, please go to timewithfitz.com. That's TimeWithFitz.com to schedule a time when I can help you directly. Just pick a topic and pick a time and we'll meet. If you're not an agent with the Fitz Group, I encourage you to go to thefitzgroup.org/contact. Again, thefitzgroup.org/contact and send us a message. See you soon.